Okay, welcome. This is exactly the number of attendees in the audience from my first talk I had about DebianMail. So I'm used to this because the number of people who are interested in medicine and free software is very small. There's very small intersection. So I'm used to this. But so I will introduce you to maybe some other people on the stream. What is the idea behind DebianMail? DebianMail was triggered in Bordeaux. It's DebConf 1 in France. And I have seen that the French guy was starting to translate the installation instructions of some medical program. And I think in translating installation instructions is stupid because you just install a package and they're done. And so I decided to have a talk. What would be my idea how medical software should be installed? This was basically the idea of DebianMail, and it was over some wine I prepared this talk, and finally I did the first announcement in 2002, so we have now 16 years of DebianMail. We are doing yearly sprints, and you know Gunnar Wolf, he is running around here, and when he's seen that we are doing a sprint in Brittany and then walk in the winter into the water, he thought, well, I thought you are packaging medical software, but actually you need medical attention if you are doing this crazy stuff. So yes, it's in some way a little bit crazy to work in a field where people are used to pay something and evaluate things that are paid way higher, and you do it for free. So this is the reason why we are also such a few people here. But the main thing in DebianMail is anyway about biology, microbiology, and life sciences, because there is some educational background, some university background, where free software is way more established than in medical care. Who's the DebianMail team? I did these graphs over several years, and it was started in 2009 or so. I started these graphs because I wanted to find an answer who is in the team. Because it's not really clear. We have a lot of people in the SASA, maybe 40 or 50 people, but they are not active. And so I decided to make a graph of the 10 active uploaders. The interesting thing is not that that I'm the most active uploader. The interesting thing is that we have not only one uploader, we have other teams which is not so dense settled. We have even more than 10 active uploaders, but they are the active ones. And I think what you can see here is that since 2011, it became somehow more. And watch this 2011 here, also in other years, it is, this is graphing the discussion on the DebianMail mailing list, which is also a user mailing list, so there are users who are asking for software. And here also you see in 2011, something happened also here, right? And this is a DebianMail developer mailing list. It's not so clear this year, 2011, but here you see also something. These are the people who are hunting bugs. You see also 10 people who are quite active. There are some people who left the project. For instance, Charles Plessy, who was in the beginning very active, the yellow one became less active. It depends from his work and what time he can spend on DebianMail. And this is what people are committing to the DebianMail Git, now on Salsa. You see also there are at least 10 people who are doing quite regular contributions. And well, now before I come to this graph, I want to explain this 2011, or since 2011, the way more activity. This is the time since we are doing yearly sprints. Since these people, not actually this 10 people, but we are 10 to 15 people who are meeting face to face, in mostly in the beginning of the year, in January or February. And this, I'm showing this because it's quite important that you meet in person, like here on the Debian conference, in a very small auditorium, but it's important that people meet and work together and sit in one room together, don't care for any real life stuff, just sit behind their computers, get some code, talk together, and that's very healthy for the project. The next graph shows how many packages get attention by how many people. So I would like to get this graph rather like this, says a package is never maintained by only one person, but rather by two or three persons, and get a graph shaped like this. Because if only one person is committing to a package, this is actually not team maintained, it is one person who belongs to a team, but it's working alone on the package. I need to admit that this graph only shows contribution with more than five commits. So maybe there is a single commit from a person, and that is not calculated because it's too much noise otherwise. So five commits is the limit when I said, yes, this is a real contribution. And then this graph looks like this. We are doing better than other teams, which have a quite steeper slope. But there are teams in Debian which really have only very few packages which are maintained by only one person. Actually, if I'm honest about the package maintained by two persons, it's mostly because other people started the packaging and then I continued because they managed it. So this is the graph which shows the so-called tasks in Debian made. We have different tasks, which is the blue one, the number of packages for the biology tasks. That means if you are a biologist, you have a lot of packages. I'm sorry for the scale, it's about here 600. I don't know, it's not shown here on the screen. So 600 packages for biologists, or if you want to develop biology application, you have also 100 packages, this kind of BioPython and so. By the way, I know your background. What's your background? Are you a biologist or medical stuff? So, what? Can you tell me what's...
Biology.
You're a biologist. Yeah. Okay. So then maybe we talk a little bit later. So in principle, Debian Made is something for you, which you can use. I also have prepared slide for about 10-15 minutes, and then we can talk, and you can tell your wishes and your expectations, right? Just for a short introduction here, we have some packages for epidemiology. It's more or less statistics. Some R packages. We have a few packages which can be used in hospitals or hospital information systems. We have something for medical imaging, but you see, the main focus of Debian Med, if you just calculate the number of packages, is in biology. And also here you see, well, we have some increase here, but the 2011 is reflected from here. After we meet, the curve also is quite steep. So meeting of people has a good effect, and the counterindication is the meetings are basically done by biologists. And in the other fields, you don't see this 2011 king. So it's really important that we meet. Well, something which I really liked is some very good advice by John Maddock Hall. I was in Heidelberg in 2015 at the Debian conference. And I told Maddock that after 15 years working on the Debian Made project or on the topic of Debian Made, people in my institute, which is actually a medical institute, which was my motivation to do all this, they started using it. And he said, what, only 15 years? You young guys should be more patient. I should hurry up since after 15 years I might be dead, but you have so much time. And this was some advice. I think it's kind of a wisdom, right? Well, 15 years seems to be much. And you are even younger than me, but in principle, every good thing takes time. And it's better than if it's used after 15 years than if it's not used at all or so. So, yeah, something from my background, I'm a physicist by profession. I have no idea about biology, no idea about physics, no idea about medicine. I'm just able to do packaging. I have a technical background. I can do code in some programming languages, but I need the input of the biologists if they say, this program makes sense, this is helpful for me, and yeah. So I'm not using the software, I'm just building the packages. So this is another interesting thing I'm very proud about, because since 2012 I'm running a so-called project Mentoring of the Month. It means for 1 month, some student who wants to learn packaging can ask any question. Well, there are no real stupid questions, but questions the student might consider possibly stupid can be asked, and I will answer and help to learn packaging. I require this question all in public on the mailing list, because other people will probably learn from it. Might have the same questions, can learn from it. So this is the number of people who finally made this Mentoring of the Month. You see, it's not every month, 3 or 4 per year. And I also recorded if the package was finally uploaded, which was not really the case for all of them. They stopped at some point in time. And not all of the mentees really remained in DebianMed, so which I would love to have a better rate here, but anyway, we have some people who keep on working on this, who keep on contributing, and finally, if we don't actively approach newcomers, then we get nobody. But we got some people due to this effort, and I'm quite proud of it, and I try to continue this. So, not only because of this effort, but also because we try to reach out to people, we did the sprints. DebianMed project attracted 1 Debian developer per year. So, what's DebianMed inside the whole Debian project? If you would assume DebianMed wouldn't exist, Debian would be most probably the same, because Debian is a very universal system. It doesn't matter if it has some medical applications or not, or biology applications or not. Maybe the biologists are a little bit happy. But because the project exists, we attracted some people of this field. And I'm kind of preaching every year that more people try to follow the idea. We are the astronomers are now doing a good job, and the geographers also doing a good job to follow the similar route and attract more people. So if you imagine that we, in this very unimportant project inside Debian, gathered more than 1% of the Debian developers, this is quite a lot. Since 19 of these developers confirmed that they are only Debian developers because the DebianMed project exists. And we have about, I need to check the statistics, how many Debian developers we have. So this is quite some good statistics for this kind of outsider project. And even 10 of the 19 above extended their activity. So they work now in different fields of Debian. They came over Debian Meet and now are doing something else. And 14 of them keep on to being active inside Debian Meet. The conclusions of this mentoring effort is that the time I spend to mentor people is really worth the effort. And since I have shown it's not every month that I have a student, the workload is bearable for me. And the good thing is the students are reading current documents. And since I have read the documents about 20 years ago or so when I became a developer, I can even learn from the students because they ask me questions, and this document is, I can find this, and that's interesting, I've learned something. And the major advantage is that we are usually teaching upstream developers of some biology code or so, and they know the software they have written, and we know how to package, and so we pool the knowledge. And at least 50% of these students have strong connection to upstream, either themselves upstream or sitting in the next office or so. So then we also are doing some software liberation, which means a lot of upstream have no idea about how to find a proper license and so. And we have some wiki page where we just put a record. If we approach some authors, please use a free license for your stuff, and we have one part of this table has the success where we convince authors. One table is showing the current process with links to the mails we have, and so this talk is online, so you don't need to write down this link. You can then click on this. You can find it. I show the link later. Yeah. So far. What I'm also like to say is I'm very proud that we are a real team, and I found this team definition by my work in the Debian Meet team. Since for me it's a team, if I wake up in the morning and realize that somebody else has solved the problem I was not able to solve yesterday, and I really experienced this. It was I was sitting in Saturday night midnight. On a problem I was not able to solve, I wrote an email to the list, and when I opened my laptop the next morning, somebody said, "Oh, I solved your problem." That's really cool. This is the experience I wish that everybody could have. I really like to share this. So, if we want to make some notes for today, somebody could fire up this. If you install Gobi and go to this address, then we can do some notes. If you have some notes, maybe we are really a few. I expected an outreachy student of mine here, but she has probably not yet arrived. I don't know what's wrong, because she is from a biologist from Russia and is not here. So, if not, I can put it later on the screen again. Yeah, this is in principle all of my slides. Here you can find all my talks, including this one with a PDF. And yeah, now I can open this for discussion. Maybe we put one mic to you and you ask questions. And I try to answer. We are not many, we don't need to stretch the time into eternity, but yeah. Please take the mic. Maybe you introduce yourself as a biologist, or everybody introduces himself, and then we talk a bit. Okay, do we have another mic? Yeah. Oh, it's here. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. No, say your name and your profession. It is okay? You have a name, probably. Yes, please say your name in the mic and what's your expectation, why you are sitting here, and...
Hi, I'm Sia.
So I'm study biology, so I want to know the computer and the biology. People can come here.
Okay.
So I'm in here.
Yeah. And do we, have you heard about DebianMate before, or are you just at the conference and say, oh, there is something that might be interesting for me as well?
I don't know, maybe.
Could you please speak in the mic?
Debian before.
Okay.
So I just know this time in Taiwan, so I'm come here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you can also introduce you for the mic, and then you as well, and then we chat a little bit.
Hi, I'm Germany. I'm a Gsoc mentor now, so I know Andreas, so it's good to know more about.
Yeah, okay. And you maybe as well, because others might watch the stream, so.
Yes, actually, I'm here because I want to learn about how to write a Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, and my major is artificial intelligence, so I don't know much about medical things.
Yeah, as I said, I personally also don't know so much about medical things, but I could imagine that your field of work could also have some influence into biology. Maybe you can also use artificial intelligence to do some gene sequencing also. Do you know some applications which are doing this?
Oh yeah. In the recent several years, actually in the medical field, there are many more deep learning applications in this field, such as medical image segmentation, and which means to find find something strange in a medical picture, such as cancer, the location of the cancer, but I'm not familiar with that field, so maybe I'll talk about it in the BOF that I'm preparing.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah. Do we have some responses from IRC?
Yes. No response.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you want to stretch this even more. If you have you can always approach me. We can do it directly. I'm here. I'm hopefully not scaring you away, because maybe some a little bit famous or so. I just learned in the talk before that I have I'm the most active uploader. I have 2,000 or so packages uploaded before. This was also new to me now. But it's a lot of stuff, because we have in DebianMate about 1,000 packages or more. And probably I have touched all of them at some point in time. Actually, now, because of the move from Allio to Salsa, everything is to touch, and I do it more or less automatically. So it's not so, it should not be so impressive, because it's not so much work once a package exists to update this, and so it's kind of a routine. And so, but you, did you work at all under Linux before, or just, you can.
Test. Okay, that is okay. Just please try talking closer to the microphone. Okay.
Do you want to talk, sir?
Who wants to talk? Anybody?
Somebody. Maybe we finish the streaming. And, oh, you have a question?
Yeah, what made you to work on the medicine package specifically, because you are a physicist, right?
Can you please repeat?
What made you to work on the medicine package? Like, you're a physicist, right? So.
Well, the thing is that while I'm a physicist, I'm working on a medical institute. It's in the German Robert Koch Institute, which has this is doing research and for the German Ministry of Health about different diseases, and we are doing, yeah, we are also this gene sequencing stuff is quite common to find out some issues in diseases, and so it's quite natural to do all this biology stuff, and they hire IT persons, and if you have studied physics, then you are kind of per definition IT person. Half of my of the students of my group are working at IT, and so I'm just not a physicist anymore, actually, but IT scientist. And well, it was my motivation to say, if my institute might decide to use Linux, then this should be Debian, and Debian should be really fit for the job which we need. And this is actually the case, because most of the stuff which is used in my institute was packaged before they started using it, and what was not yet packaged, I just did it too. Not completely, because something is more complex, but it's getting better and better. So I'm packaging at request. If a scientist approaches me, I need this or that software, then I'm just doing it. If I manage with the help of several people, because it's, in fact, I need help of several people inside Debian. For instance, have frequent trouble when packaging with Java software, and I'm asking the Debian Java team, and it's there's also what might be interesting for you in a mailing list, Debian Mentors. Debian Mentors explains or helps how you can solve packaging problems, and I'm a frequent poster on this list, not because I'm answering questions. Well, sometimes I'm asking, but I have questions to my fellow Debian developers. So even if I'm 20 years a Debian developer and have done a lot of packaging, it's also done by the help of random people who are helping. So this is also an interesting message, I think, for you who are newcomers, and to get help if you know how to find the right channels. This is also some recommendation I usually give in this mentoring of the month. Ask your question on Debian Mentors. I can't answer it myself. This is usual, and it's kind of an experience to learn how good this works. You write an email, and after a few hours, you get an answer with a solution. This is really amazing. Also for me, every time. If I get, we have now the switch from GCC 7 to GCC 8, and some package does not compile, and I don't understand C++. ANSI C is okay, but C++. And if you have an error, I just ask there if I cannot find the solution by simple Google, and I get the answer in a couple of hours, and then I upload the package. And the fame then goes to me because I have so many packages, but the fame should also go to the people who helped realizing this upload. Okay? Yes. Maybe we finish here? If there are no questions? You have a question? Come, take this mic.
I'm Yao, actually, my cameraman behind the. Behind the camera.
Yeah.
So I'm actually interested if your packaging efforts is mostly into some compiling problems that is unrelated to medical.
Yes, I usually take the ideas what to package from people's working in medicine and biology. Yeah, this is in the next BOF. We have about Debian Science. I'm also working Debian Science, but not so active. Debian Science is more general. For sure, biology is also a science, and we have common problems. And in Debian Science, we try to find common problems, and there are. And I'm also helping there because I can sponsor a package, or some packages are direct dependencies, and I upload also this. And Science is a wider umbrella, and there are packages which are in any kind connected to science. So it's the same problem in a wider sense. Yeah, that takes a mic.
Okay. I want to know what Debian can use in hospital.
In what? Can you please go to speak to the mic? To talk to the mic.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know what Debian can use in hospital.
In what?
In hospital.
Ah, in hospital, yes. Well, okay, this is a good question. Our plan was that we want to make Debian fit for hospitals. I'll show you, wait a moment. We have here the tasks which are part of DebianMed. I can also show this. And here is our hospital information systems. And this is the, one kind of a database which is used by the Vista system. Vista has nothing to do with Windows Vista. It is some system to run a hospital with all the information that is needed. And we have at least this database system. It was actually the first package which was done and only was possible because I was running this mentoring of the month, because it's a little bit complex to packages, not only a little bit, it is complex to package. And so I was had contact to upstream and upstream packages. So this database is definitely used in hospitals. What you see here is Popcorn Dero means nobody is actually using this package, but I assume if I'm install a Debian system in a hospital, I will not allow that the computer is phoning home to Debian, so we don't get the information if it's really used. So I expect that it's used, but I have no channel back that somebody says, yeah, we are using it. So I assume it's used. It's probably not used in many hospitals. The plan was that we also packaging Vista itself. This is a system, and we have the Debian package not yet available, but we did some preparation. It's incredible complex to do. And yeah, I have the strategy to harvest at first the low-hanging fruits, and I need somebody who really, really tests this. I can throw a package ready, test it in the hospital. No, this doesn't work. So we need some cooperation partner. And my idea about DebianMed is that we really cooperate with the people that are using it. And as long as these people are not approaching us, can we work together to finally get this done? This will not happen. The hospital is very complex. What we have is we have medical practice systems. Oops. This is just a small helper. This free diams is used basically in France. You can run a doctor's practice. Here you see at least seven active installations are using this. This number is a number of installations which are really used. Not only installed on the computer and then this computer is not used, but the files are really touched. So this free diams is mostly used in France. This Ginkgo CatX is something where you can display medical images. And we have GNUMate. GNUMate is also, I know this GNUMate developer. You see, we have a server which is actively used by 12 installations, and also maybe the client has no connection to the internet and all, and it's not reporting so many. So these numbers are only estimations. Some people say you can double the number, some people say you can take 10 times the number of popcorn measures. So we know our packages are used by some users. What you see, definitely we had in the POF before, they had games packages which have, they are the number 1,000, so it's way more. Games are used by more people, right? We have a very specific field, but we have users and we have active users. So, and if you look into biology, because you are a biologist, so we can fill the time a little bit with this information, we have 500 packages in this field. So you can look here, maybe for instance you, this one, this, I don't know how deep you are in this, but all these, this information here is from the package description. It is usually translated. I have the German locale here. You see this is translated, this is German, you will not understand it. This is to be translated, and then if you are a biologist, you could say, oh, I can translate, and yet you click the translate button, and then you can do this for Chinese. We do the test now, because we are here. We use Chinese. What's Chinese? Is this this one? Please help me.
No.
Right, this one?
Yeah.
So we check if we have Chinese translations. We are looking here. Not yet. It looks all very English. No unusual characters for me. So it looks not so good. But I can explain more what we have. We have, for instance, you see citations. This is also a DebianMed team has started, because the idea is if we package the code of some authors, the authors get some additional Google hits if they are mentioned on our page. So they need, it's interesting for them if we package, and then they help us to package. So I'm very keen on that. We have every package has citations, and we have also quite new these tools. There are some registries for biologic tools, and we have also the registry entry, so you can click on it. So this should be a network of all the applications. That's Debian is kind of entry point for free software in medicine and biology. We have also some screenshots, but not so much here. Where we have screenshots. We had this medical imaging. There are naturally more snapshots, or more screenshots. Did I say snapshots? I mean screenshots, you know. Here's something. This is, not so amazing. It's just a text interface. So if you're using some applications, please make a screenshot and submit it.
Yeah.
Here you can upload a screenshot, and then it goes into the Debian infrastructure. It's not just for this page, but it goes into the Debian infrastructure and is available for all packages. Yeah. So you have a list. You can also see here, I have the information that there is some new upstream version available. That means for the developer, there is something to do. I need to do the packaging. I could even, we have 5 minutes left, I can even show what work is done for the packaging. Yeah, maybe I do this. Then we have 5 minutes left, is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It's hard to speak here. I know that the package FlexBar has a new upstream version. And what I'm doing then is I have made a script. It just calls, or I update the Git repository, gbp pull, to see if somebody, some other Debian developer has perhaps committed something, knows up to date, and then I have a script which is called routing update. And then I wait. It's doing some stuff, downloading the new version, adapting stuff, and if I'm lucky and the new version has no big changes, I can upload. So doing a new package is not necessarily a lot of work. So it's now creating a change root environment where the package will be built. And if I do not need to refresh some patches, then the end of this talk is ready and I can upload. It's not so much work. So this amazing number of 2,000 packages I uploaded is sometimes just waiting. Not all the time, I can assure you. But in, it's frequently just like this. Yeah. Do you have more questions while this is running? Oh, it's compiling here. What else can I do? You are from Taiwan?
Yeah, I'm from
Taiping?
Oh. Yeah.
You are new. Are you also interested in this topic, or are you for the next, for this Debian Science? No, the gentleman after you. So you are interested in Debian Med or Debian Science? It is possible that you introduce yourself with the mic. Give him the mic, please. Pass it. It is switched off. Maybe it's switched off. See, is it, do you see the green light?
More than the science part. Yeah.
Okay, we talk later about that, about this. So you need to see the package is new. Lintian tells me this package has not yet an autobaker gate test, which is not good because we try to apply tests to every package. And it also says that I should possibly, I usually fix this, this is a packaging detail, but since the time is running out, no, I'll do it later. I can just tell you what this script did. Git log made, here this was origin I checked out. I got the new upstream version downloaded, which is recorded here. I've set the latest standards version, and this was the only needed change. And then it's an upload to unstable, and the tag is set, and so I could now push my changes and upload the package. This was all. So I have not really done a lot of stuff, right, to get the new version packaged. Any questions for this? No? Then we just finish here. Okay, thank you for the attendance.